This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 11. Faith, how we look at things. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 6. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In the atrium of our church one Sunday, I noticed one of our senior members standing quietly. His face wasn't happy, but it was welcoming. I understood the look of tiredness and concern he showed. His wife was in a memory care center. His own health was not robust, and yet he was there, at church among the worshipers. I reached out to shake his hand and asked, how are you doing? His less than enthusiastic response? Okay, I guess. After a pause, he stated bluntly, I don't care about anything anymore. Surprised, I asked, nothing? He shifted a bit and then said, there was a time when I liked boats and cars and lots of things. I got excited about them, but they don't mean anything to me anymore. I began to understand. Material things no longer grabbed his attention. Desire for stuff no longer preoccupied him. As his wife lost her ability to relate to others, and as she increasingly depended on others to care for her needs, he had grown to know the wearing and wearying effects of caring for her. His perspective on life had changed. Things decreased in importance, and relationships with God, with family, with church became his priority. This brother was learning more deeply the meaning of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His quiet strength was heartwarming. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, your words are wise and liberating. Thank you for the peace and strength of seeking your kingdom. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.